You guys, I feel a little weird about being late, so I just need a
You're
little
not
validation.
Late. That's why we say 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
Wow, that's hot. You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
That's right, and please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us out. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I will shut down the government.
It's already been shut down.
That's because everyone didn't subscribe.
But you didn't shut down the government.
Oh, didn't I, Emery? Didn't I?
No, you didn't.
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure I do know.
Oh.
Do you have anything to say to the listeners?
Subscribe now or restart the government.
Okay, well, that's a threat. Subscribe now, people.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener has ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content. And certainly has nothing for you, you closeted Bible thumper. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Chemda.
Hey.
Keith.
I still get heart palpitations from this beginning.
Good.
Keith, I don't know if anybody knows your last name. I'm not even going to say it. And, by the way, Chemda and Keith are from Keith and the Girl. If you don't know what that show is, fuck off.
His
and
last
we also
name
have
is And the Girl.
And the Girl. We also have Keith Lowell Jensen with us tonight. You know
this
these folks
be,
from Showbiz.
This is going to be hard.
He gets one name and I get three. That doesn't seem fair.
I'm convinced you use your middle name because you're planning on becoming a serial killer.
The planning isn't really the way that happens, I don't think.
But so you're saying you are?
Why would I say that?
Right, no, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't say it on the air, would you?
But right. This is going to be a great finale. This is going to be a great final show.
Oh, Jesus. Am I the first guy to make that joke? And now I'm
going to
pay for it?
I had to bring one of my own people with me because I have a specific number that I kill, and you guys were one short.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Does Rebecca know this?
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does Maria know this?
Convenient that the walls are already red.
It's convenient.
Oh.
It's going to help. Walls.
Yeah. We paint the whole house is painted in crazy different colors. And
oh, it is.
Yeah, there's no... The only thing... Where you can in this area where you can find real wall color is where I scratch my back on the corner,
like a bear.
That's where.
That's not true.
That's where I scratch my back.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh my god!
I rub the paint away. How come my shirts don't have purple and blue on them?
They do.
Probably do.
You think they do?
Yeah, I don't know that.
No one tells
that.
You.
Shut up.
Your landlords love this.
When I moved in, this is a great story, actually. The lady who rented me this house, the couple, they were in their 80s. They owned the fiveplex here in the house right behind where I'm sitting.
Is that their wheelchair?
That is not. That is,
no.
That's the wheelchair I pretended to be in for 2 years.
That's a whole nother show.
So when I moved in, I said to the woman who was going to rent it to me, she said, yeah, we'll rent to you. We approve you. And then I said, I have one last question. I like to paint my house kind of wild colors. Do you have any problem with that? And she goes, well, honey, the law says we have to paint this back to white when you move out anyway.
Lovely.
We don't care.
Oh, she's never tried to paint white
over
red.
Red.
Well, no,
and yellow and
when
purple.
When I leave a rental that I've painted colors, I put kills over the top of it. And then
okay.
They can just paint the white onto it. That's what I do.
Which is a free high for you as well, because exactly. I hear kills is like the best shit you can get.
It does. It knocks it all down.
Why does everyone know what kills is?
Right. K-I-L-Z,
K-I-L-Z
is a... It's I think it's named that because it kills...
lots of brain cells.
Well, no, it kills... Yeah. It if the house smells weird, it gets rid of that. It also
it makes
kills
you float.
Mold. It's a mold preventer, and it makes you float.
Yeah.
I smoke marijuana too.
What brings you guys to L.A., Keith and the Girl?
We're still in love with you guys.
Aww.
Well, we want to visit here at least once a year. One of my brothers lives here, but also we've been invited to Podfest, which is really exciting.
Cool.
And just generally, you know. You gotta cross the country to say hi to some buds every here and again.
Yeah,
so,
you do.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you left part of the story out.
Oh, God. What did I leave out?
I don't know. It just seems like I went to New York and you guys fell in love with me. And then next thing you know, I'm here. Or you're here.
You dragged him along.
All right.
I feel like I had a little something to do with it.
Okay.
They love the serial killer. We need to not piss off Keith Lowell Jensen.
No, I brought you here because...
It's an intervention.
I'm pregnant. And it's your ghost.
Oh, nice.
Maury.
Right?
That's how that goes.
Well, now, when you guys were here last, you were starting a new relationship, as I recall. Is that right?
I was new to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
But I am... she asked me to marry her.
Oh!
How conservative.
That's why you're in California.
How conservative.
Yeah. And it's... 4.5 years that we've been dating.
Nice.
And now it's... See, I do get that conservative thing in my head. I'm just like, I'm getting married just like everybody else, but it truly doesn't feel that way. And I didn't think that I would get married. I certainly don't need to, but it feels so much already like family. Let's tell the government about it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
right?
But it turns out you can only call the government in a few states when it comes to my marriage, so we got to work that out.
Yeah, you can't call the government now at all.
It's the best states.
It's what?
It's the best states. I mean, if you had to pick states.
Right. Well, I don't know. Really, Vermont is not my favorite state.
Oh, I love Vermont. Have you been there?
I mean, it was okay.
Oh, I love Vermont. Vermont
I preferred New Hampshire,
but
I'll tell you
state.
Why. Because my short stay in Vermont and New Hampshire, when I was on that We Can Make You Laugh tour with that Christian comic, he wasn't Christian at the
time. Well, then you didn't get a fair look at it. That's like my dad thinking he saw Vietnam.
Because he had a Creedence tape?
Yeah. No, because he went there with a bunch of Christians and their guns.
Well, my problem is I'm not a big fan of the whole Four Seasons thing at all. I just don't fucking care about winter. Fuck
Honestly,
winter.
That's the only thing wrong
Fuck
with
winter.
New York.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You could keep robbing us and, you know, we'll be scared walking down the street. I got keys in between my fingers. But could you stop it with the snow?
I know,
no
right?
Slush. No slush for me.
If there was really a God, I would not have to wear rain boots.
Right. Yeah, I'm a fan of temperate weather. I don't give a fuck about... I mean, it hurts my body to be in cold weather.
Yeah. I had to move here. I felt like I had to move here because I couldn't take one more winter in Philadelphia.
Oh, God.
And it was just horrible because... And being in the city, the buildings are so tall, so all you get is shadow. There's no sun. You can't see any light, and you just feel like...
It was kind of cool.
Frozen to the bone.
We're walking around, and she just felt like... Like she could see a sky, you know?
Yeah.
And she commented a couple times about how wide open all this is.
Oh, even just the width of the streets. Yeah. Yes. It's a trip.
Yes. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I want to take her to Montana and watch her head explode.
No.
Yeah, I was saying my brother Michael lives here. He lives with his girlfriend Maricela, and they keep warning us, like, you guys, it's going to be really cold tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Listen, you think we're joking, but you're going to be cold. So just, you know, try to bring something. So I think the weather outside is what they're considering cold, and I feel so bad because they're moving to New York.
Oh,
and
no.
Maricela has never lived outside of this beautiful weather.
Oh, no.
No, so. It does get pretty bad here, though. Last night, I had to actually pull a sheet up and I pulled it over my 3-year-old, and she kicked it off. She's tough. But.
Wow. Yeah, so any state that you ask me about, if it has winters, is go fuck yourself.
They're out.
Fuck
right.
yourself.
See,
global warming is a good thing where that's concerned. I might like more states eventually.
I could enjoy that in theory. Like I always tell my wife, I want it. My wife's from Vermont. Another reason I love the place. Bernie Sanders and my wife. But I keep telling her I want to go there and survive one winter, and she says I won't.
Yeah.
That I just wouldn't make it. Oh, so that it would be like The Shining.
Really?
But I read Calvin and Hobbes, and it sounds awesome, right? Isn't that what winter with snow is like? It's like Calvin and Hobbes all the time?
Well, okay.
Yeah,
I
know.
I went to Jewish school growing up, and we would have...
You went to Jew school?
Yeah, totally. That's what helped me be an atheist.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's why she today is a Jew.
And so one of the things was we'd get some Israeli immigrants over, and then it would, you know, we'd be in our class, and it would start to snow, and the teacher would have to say, all right, go look at the snow, because they were just in so much awe that they could not continue studying. It was their first snow, and we had to all pause and go look at the snow.
Get it out of their system. My brother came up from California. He'd never left L.A., my half-brother. Robbie, he was in the back seat of a car, and sitting on the back seat of the car, we're in Kansas City now. He's never been outside of L.A. Or California. He's a Riverside kid. He'd never been out of the California area. He's sitting in the backseat of the car. He finds an ice scraper, and he picks it up and says, "What is this?" And we're all laughing. And somebody said, "That's an ice scraper." And he says, "To scrape ice off of what?" he
good question.
Right. And I'm in the car going, he hasn't made the connection yet. And now we're really howling. It took us 20 minutes to explain that ice gets on the windshields of cars, and he couldn't grasp it. He's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Mm-hmm. I can't believe that someone can live a lifetime in the U.S. and not know that.
"And why is all this chapstick in your car?" "Well, I masturbate. I have a memory, Emmer."
Dude, just for the record, Keith is calling back the fact that I admitted that I masturbate with chapstick. It wasn't chapstick.
Okay, not masturbated with chapstick.
No,
I masturbated.
An I don't anymore. No. When I traveled, I would keep Carmex, is what it was.
That's chapstick.
And it has, Carmex is different than chapstick.
It's mentholated.
It has that mentholy thing in it, right? That buzz. It would give you a cock buzz like you can't imagine. So, yeah.
I can.
So you know what? Fuck Keith. He can't remember jack shit, but he'll remember your jerk-off story.
Well,
that's how strange it is.
I think it sounds like the only thing he memorizes is jack shit.
I want to meet the little guy in his brain that's like, "Oh, keeping that one. Put that in the pile right here."
The other day he asked me when my birthday was.
Really?
Dated him for 5 years, known him for over 10.
If she would have told an exciting masturbation story with that information
on her birthday.
Did you ever masturbate on your birthday?
That
in
would be
some
so
way
sad.
That was significant to the calendar.
If you ever want to remember anything, just hold up Carmex.
Right, it's thick. That's so it. But it's been a while since we saw you guys. Still like not into God and stuff.
Yeah,
not really.
Not at all. And how long have we been doing the show? We're almost right up to our first break, and that's the first mention of no God. I'm still an atheist, an ardent one at that.
And I am as well.
Yeah. I saw your tattoo.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right? Yeah.
Because Emery just changed the font.
This is just an excuse for him to feel you up.
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't need an excuse.
The thing is I didn't really get the tattoo because of the show. I got the tattoo because I am an ardent atheist.
It's a coincidence you have a show called that.
It's just a coincidence. I happen to like the font, so I was like, all right, I'll just get that.
It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out fine.
This is nice every once in a while to be around other atheists, but then it's like, I don't feel special.
Oh, no.
No one hates me enough.
It's okay. You're a serial killer. You're the only one here.
That we know of
that's admitting it.
I'm the only out of the closet serial killer.
Right, other Keith?
I don't want to piss him off.
So, Keith, you're an atheist, and you
Indeed.
Actually do, you're a bit ardent. You do atheistic material in your show.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, he does.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, it started, I wrote a response to an email someone sent me after September 11th, and then just went and read the response on stage.
Oh.
And I liked it.
And did the audience.
I kind of like, yeah, it went well. And I
kind of
liked
it. What kind of response?
Being, and it's online. If you look up atheist comedian, it's one of the top things that comes up. They had sent me an email with a picture of the wreckage. And it said, now, in this like beautiful Disney-esque script, now will you allow prayer in our schools? There were just so many ways to hit that. I was like, okay, first off, I think the people that did this maybe got a little too much prayer in their schools.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah.
And then there's the other angle of, is that a fucking threat?
Right.
Like, what are you saying? Like, oh, you think this is bad?
You're
and ready? For the record, that is a threat. That is exactly what that is.
Well, what I did is I changed I opened up Photoshop. Most of my great sins begin with I opened up Photoshop. And I sent it to my next door neighbor with the words changed to, now will you shut up that fucking dog?
Oh, nice.
No, I didn't really.
That would have been
nice.
Funny.
But yeah, but so that's how it started. And then I ended up performing with a Hindu comedian. And we were cracking each other up backstage, so we started the Coexist Comedy Tour. And that's when the branding happened, where it was like, I'm the atheist comedian because I was the atheist on the Coexist Comedy Tour.
Right.
And since, 90% of comedians seem to be atheists? Like yeah. most
well, not
of
really.
Us.
I mean,
God, I meet so few that
you
aren't.
Have to be an atheist to be.
You
a
know
comedian.
What I've the most
a good one
the, in the comedy world. The most common mindset is what I like to think of as, or what I refer to as, the pothead spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most common mindset, which is not an atheist of any right. sort. It's a non-believer of Christianity, usually.
Yeah, but a real lack of skepticism.
Yeah, no skepticism yeah. at all there.
But or an ex-drunk.
An ex-drunk?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who smoke pot, and that's their religion, I guess. But there are also right. people who are completely sober.
We have
and
a lot of recovery people.
A yeah. lot of recovery.
Yeah. You should have a meeting.
There are tours about that, you know, right. tour, the AA tour, but it's not called the AA tour because that would be weird.
Well, you can't. I mean, yeah, right. it ruins the whole right. anonymous yeah. aspect,
which
of
they
it.
Do often.
And there's trouble with the 2-drink minimum.
No, they performed at the Crest Theater in Sacramento, and there was weird negotiations yeah. about the bar. Yeah, mm.
My first encounter with Keith Lowell Jensen's comedy. I've not seen you live.
We'll fix that tomorrow.
Is we will. I want to talk about where you're performing. I got an email at the last minute that I saw earlier that you guys are doing a show. I think I'd like to come see it. Do we have plans, Amanda? We might be able to come see it.
Well, come on out.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
And we'll tell the listeners.
I was going to do my funny stuff.
Oh, this. Good, good.
Yeah.
You're not going to so you're not going to do this bit right
no,
here?
No, I just pull it out. So.
Knock, knock jokes work. You'd be surprised. Traveled around this great country of ours a few times. You don't want to count on anything. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The atheist.
The atheist who?
You know what? I'm sorry. Never mind. I forgot. We don't actually knock on your door and bug you when you're doing other things. Please just whatever you were doing.
There's a taste of Keith Lowell Jensen.
That's a very and old joke. By now.
that's a fine fucking joke.
Oh, thank
friend.
You.
That's
thank
a fine
you.
Joke. There's a guy that actually does a video where he goes around and knocks on people's doors.
He's an atheist.
Yeah. Australian dude.
Australian
right?
guy. Yeah. That's exactly
a bunch
right.
of people sent it to me, and I was like, "Well, I did this first."
That's where comics go. It doesn't matter.
No,
relax.
No, they're each totally their own thing. He was great, and the best part is the old man hitting him on the head with a broom.
Oh yeah,
oh, my God.
Get
yeah.
off my
yeah.
fucking lawn.
It's beautiful.
It's so great. Although there's a story. Heather found today that we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from the break. But right now, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back after this brief intermission.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery. That's G-U-M as in masturbate, R as in rectal, O as in, oh my fucking God, A as in asshole, D as in don't stop masturbating rectally, oh my fucking God, asshole.
That's not going to help anybody find
it. .com/EmeryEmery and buy the stupid thing.
No one's going to find that. In California, it's a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of game from a moving vehicle unless the target is a whale.
No joke for that one?
No. Some facts are the joke.
Fair enough.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the Free Thought and Skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Emda. Okay. Keith Malley from Keith and the Girl is who they are. Keith Lowell Jensen is also with us. Thanks for being here,
everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Is I was you? Pretending I was Keith.
Were you
Keith.
Being Keith? Which Keith were you being?
The murderer guy.
So, Keith, you believe in God, huh?
No, not at all. No, in fact, I'm becoming... I'd use the word ardent. I've more and more things disgust me based on religion.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I've said this last time, but most of the problems in the world, I believe, are because of religion, without exaggeration. My brother just became a deacon and is going to become a priest. My dad was a priest. And I don't know what to do.
What does he think of you?
People that are really into religion, right? People that are really into religion believe that you'll come around. So he thinks I'll come around, and I just curse a little too much.
A lot of times, people who are really into religion don't believe you're an atheist. They think
exactly.
There's a couple different slots that they'll place us in. One is he's just angry at God,
right?
And I've had people say to me, if you don't even believe he exists, why do you talk about him so much?
Right. They say that to me all the time on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I get a lot? I grew up Jewish, and I look Jewish to people. And when I say I'm an atheist, they're like, no, you can't. Jews do this to me. No, you can't. No. No. And I said, well, you know, I get what you're saying. I know I look Jewish. I know ethnically my ethnicity still exists, but I'm separating myself from the ethnicity, and I'm declaring I don't believe in the religion. They're like, you don't have to. You're still going to be one of us. There's no.
And I'm like, you're not allowed out.
Yeah, there's no out. What did you do? Just lock the door? What the hell?
Right, right.
They're threatening my beliefs. It's so bizarre. I have to sit there and argue about what I believe in, and I'm not. You know, I just go.
When they say this to you, are you verklempt?
I calm down. I have a nosh.
I just go, no, I'm a shiksa now.
Jewish is an interesting one, though, because you can be sort of like culturally Christian and culturally Muslim. And I've run into both of those. But with Judaism, it crosses the line between almost being an ethnicity.
Well, there's almost a racist aspect of it. You know
people
what I mean?
Don't know what culturally being Jewish is because they don't understand that Judaism is not just Israel. And they just, you know, when they hear gefilte fish, it's like chemda. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm from the Mideast, you know? I'm not bagels and lox. I'm falafel, you know? I mean, at least get it right.
The world's greatest food, by the way.
Oh, God, I love you. Yes, totally.
Falafels? Yeah. Awesome.
So good.
Do you make them? Can you cook a falafel?
Never a fan.
No.
But with tahini or tzatziki? We might break up over this.
No,
tahini only. Fuck off.
Right.
Just hot sauce. Just straight hot sauce.
Really? Hot sauce. Yeah.
Hot sauce I can take.
Man,
tahini
I love
I can
tahini.
Take.
That's the black in
tzatziki
her.
Tzatziki is disgusting. Yeah.
That's absolutely what you do when you think about the food you like. You want to smother it with hot sauce, no matter what it is. That's
absolutely.
The sign of gourmet. That's the top notch. Oh, Italian. What is it? Oh, I put hot sauce on everything. They don't even taste it. That's salt to them.
I was recently told that it's offensive to put soy sauce... I'm sorry, to put the green stuff.
Wasabi?
Yeah,
believe it or not, I was actually running through a Bare Naked Lady song, but you beat me there. it's apparently offensive to put wasabi into the soy sauce, someone warned me.
I don't think it's offensive, but you normally you would like put it on top of the sushi.
Which is awful. It fucking runs up your nose and then makes you want to shit yourself. That's awful.
Wasabi?
Why would you want to shit yourself?
You live in California. You're allowed to mix whatever shit you want together.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it tastes good. Yeah, call it California cuisine and you're set.
As long as it's all wrapped in lettuce.
Right.
It does have to be wrapped in lettuce.
Organic.
Yeah, we have that. I used to love the lettuce wraps over at the Asian restaurant, but I don't know. But the other day, Amanda cooked food, and it was nothing but fucking fruits and nuts. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're a stereotype. Right. That's all that was there.
I was just going to, well, totally different. I was going to say, speaking of religion, do you guys ever think this, that there's so many people, you know, I think the world's a shithole, and the big reason, like I said, because of religion. Do you think they don't really believe what they act like they believe? For example, you know.
And claim.
What, say that again?
Act like and claim.
Yeah, but now you're accusing them of what people are accusing me of, but I get what you're saying and keep going.
But their behavior fits this, because they don't really live by the morality they claim to subscribe to.
And I'm not going
to
let you finish, but we're going to talk about the point that you're trying to make.
What I think he's going to say.
I'm ardent about this.
Right. I feel like, for example, you have God saying, Abraham, go out, kill your son. If now in the paper you read a woman heard God say, kill your kids in the bathtub, not my dad, not my brother, not one person, no matter how religious, would go, that could have happened.
Right.
They would go, that is batshit.
They're not real Christians.
And on Sunday, I'll see you at church.
Do you read the Bible much at all, or did you ever?
For fun, you know, it's good for fun. Yeah, I have read it. I don't know if I've read
the Abraham,
word for it, but I've read.
The Abraham killing the son story, for example.
Yeah.
Most people get that wrong. Most people misinterpret what is, according to Jewish scholars, which is, this is, we're talking about Jewish text right now.
I definitely studied this in Hebrew, in biblical Hebrew, in length.
And what is, correct me if I've got this wrong, but what is supposed to be taught in the Orthodox view of it, in the and in the contemporary view, is that at that time, child sacrifices were not that uncommon. First of all, an important fact to understand what was trying to be communicated when it was written. I'm not defending it. Don't get me wrong. Right. I'm just saying when we go after a point, we atheists, I think it's really important to understand all of the nuances involved. You know, and I've been accused of getting the Quran wrong. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Right?
Me too, believe me.
The idea, and I'm trying to remember the details here, the idea was God told Abraham, bring your child up here and...
out on Highway 61, if I remember correctly.
Bring your child up here. And the child was complicit, by the way. That's an important fact, I think.
He was getting burnt.
No, the son was complicit. He was like, okay, if God said this, we're in. So it was really a more complex message. You know what I mean? The kid got up on that fucking thing that his dad tied him down to and was not being fought to get there. They together decided that this is what they should do because God commanded it. So there's a lot about parents and family working together and talking through.
But either way, let's say in my scenario about present day, they said, well, no, my kid got into the bathtub on his own. He understood.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, here's the fun thing.
Am I right about this?
Here's the fun thing about being an adult. I deleted all that stuff.
good for you. The only reason I read this shit, and I do, I read it, and I read interpretations from Orthodox position, from the mainstream position, and try to figure out how they're manifesting for the people who actually believe it, because then our arguments, I think, are more sound. You know, when we stand up and go, it's a fucking bad idea, and here's why. They can't knock your legs out from underneath you if you really understand all of it.
Well, a lot of them you talk to, you find that they haven't read it. If they have, they'd be atheists.
The Jews know their shit. The Christians don't know shit. Those two phrases work.
They only know what they're taught in church.
Yeah. Right.
Well, my brother Michael, who is the head of the Atheist United, a group here in L.A., he has a theory, and I might butcher it, but I think you guys will get the gist of it.
Be careful, because I remember on Keith and the Girl, I told one of Keith's jokes here, and it ruined this whole day.
Michael's not here to stink ire.
Okay, so the idea was that people were always writing their stories and writing fiction and nonfiction, and just to jump to his point is, in
a few thousand years, maybe people will read Harry Potter and just believe that that was what's happening now.
I hope so.
So there are books that have some of our reality. They have like how we text people,
right.
And they have some of our pop culture references so much that they could seem
that could be
real.
Confirmed as real.
Yeah,
right.
And
yeah,
if because, they prove that's real, then they take the rest of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because
plus
as a writer,
locations.
When you write fiction, you do have to be accurate so that people can, so that you don't jump out of the story because it's not real. I mean, you know, Harry Potter was a bad example then, but there are books.
But any science fiction you want to pick for the most part. They do they do extensive research about where the trajectory of science
right.
and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so they can they come from a really smart place so that you can get so involved in the book, and the more realistic aspects they use in their fiction books, the more this could be misconstrued later on into what was actually happening now.
Do we have to wait for the future, or is
I
that
know,
already
can
going
we start
on
believing?
Calling it Scientology?
I was just going to say that.
What's happening?
Keith Lowell Jensen, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the pay more if you want button. If you can afford more than $10 a year, throw it at us. We do give some subscriptions away to the needy. Every once in a while, I get an email from someone saying, I can't afford it. I don't know how to give you money on PayPal. Help me out. I want to hear the show. We'll pass it along if you give us some more. If you can afford it, please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. In Oregon, it's illegal to strap children to the fender of a car with... I can't believe this. In Oregon, it's illegal to strap children to the fender of a car. That's a fact. Which forces hunters to clean and skin them in the field. Whoa, I hit the wrong button!
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe, and we're talking with Chemda, hey. Keith Malley, hey. And Keith Lowell Jensen.
Hi.
I want to talk with Keith about... You've got
spot
a,
on.
You've got a... Were you... I missed it.
She sounded just like me. That was. It was I went to
she
talk,
sounded,
and my voice came
no,
out.
She sounded the way your mom hears you. little
call back to a conversation.
Call back to a conversation that we did during the break.
I think people got the point.
Yeah, I think they understood it. So, Keith,
yes.
The deacon thing, it bothers you. Have you talked to your brother about it?
No, what am I going to say? See, that's the thing.
I know, right?
You know, does this make me a hypocrite on Keith and the Girl? I'm kind of what Heather was just saying. I talk about how you can't be a good Christian and a good person. You follow these Christian teachings, you're not a good person, and vice versa. Now I have my brother going to be a priest. There's no point to sit him down and explain to him why it's wrong what he's helping to promote.
Well, maybe
and vice
he'll,
versa.
And vice versa. So what do I do?
Maybe he'll just come around.
Right?
Hopefully, if he's reading the Bible.
So you're like Hitchens and his brother.
It does happen.
I don't read. I assume it's not a movie.
No.
Okay.
No. Christopher Hitchens had an uber religious brother who's kind of a dick.
But he killed him. He sacrificed him to atheism on a rock.
Okay. He went willingly.
Because Dawkins told him to.
But like, you know, I would like, all right, you took the time to do something. You went to school for it. It wasn't easy. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shithead.
Well, what's his life plan? Is he going to be preaching? Is he going to get a church? Is
he's
going
to be
people?
He's going
to
be a Catholic priest. So.
A Catholic priest.
Yeah.
No sex with people.
No sex with people. It never seemed necessary. Oh, that's
is this
the
your older
priest
brother?
Now. My younger brother.
Okay.
Youngest in the family.
How old?
Oh God, three less than me, then two less than that.
How many boys in
that.
The family?
There are five boys. He is
there are
the
four boys and one girl,
and no one's gay.
Right. See, how am I going to remember your birthday? I don't remember
my siblings.
I
didn't ask about the girls. You were answering my question.
Thank you.
He said five. He said five boys. There are four boys.
Oh shit! Yeah. Never mind. Sorry,
including him.
She's right. No, yeah. I was trying to bail you out.
No,
and now we're both dicks.
I appreciate it.
You're an older sibling. It's your fault. You did this to your brother.
Yeah. Oh, is that what happened?
The older him something. As a younger sibling, I firmly believe this.
There's, you see, the whole thing.
One of them is gay, by the way, to answer your question.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember that, you know, we were raised very religious, of course, and it sticks with you, and it is brainwashing. And I remember when I came to New York City, I would go out of my way to go to church, and I'm bored shitless. I would even go to St. Patrick's Cathedral, like, okay, maybe the excitement will keep me away. It didn't. And maybe it goes to my previous things, like, do you really believe what you think you believe? Meaning, when I was a kid, we'd go to church, and I did believe in God, Mary. I believed in everything. However, at the same time, I'm punching my brothers in the dick.
At the same time.
Because I'm bored. Yeah, I'm like, I do believe there's a God. I am in church.
In the house of God, he's saying.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it'll be real funny if I hit you in the thigh real fucking hard. But God's going to be there of all places. Like,
this
why did I do it?
This is where you made your brother religious.
Maybe.
A couple of punches in the dick, you got a priest.
It's also...
That's a quote and a half.
It's also where you get your idea that you can't believe that and be moral.
Do people who go to church really enjoy going to church? I mean, what's the percentage?
It depends on the church. Because there's some churches that have amazing music and energy and bouncing. And
what do you know of black people?
Well, that thing, I went to a white church in a little army barracks. This was after Catholicism. I got kicked out of school, so apparently Catholicism failed me. Mm. So my mom shopped around. You couldn't do it on the internet then. You had to actually go in person.
Right.
And we went to this little one room. It was an old army barracks. And yeah, there was running the walls, speaking in tongues. That shit was exciting.
Yeah, no, I used to speak in tongues. It was, I mean,
oh, you've done it.
Oh,
I wanted
be a preacher.
To do it. I was never given the gifts of the Spirit.
I totally get it. Picture people's lives. They're in a box a lot of the times. They get out of their box that's their home,
yep.
And they go into another box where they're on their computer
that's
all
right.
day with somebody badgering them on the head, telling them what to do. Then they go home and they have to get badgered by that person because they think they fell in love, you know, all of that stuff. Now this church is giving them the freedom to yell and scream and talk funny and throw their hands up in the air. I mean, think about why we do a lot of the things we do. Why do we dance? Why do we express ourselves? Why do we yell sometimes? It's so healthy. Or why do we sit there quietly? It's so, you know, it's a way to meditate. I do believe some people in church, I do believe that you can just, you know, do all that stuff. What is it called again?
Gifts of the Spirit.
What are, you know,
speaking in tongues.
Yeah, all of that. I think that it's fun. It's exciting. It's oh my God, for once nobody's judging me. Call it God. Call
Except
it
I was totally
want.
Judging yeah. them. That's the thing. I'm like, well, they look ridiculous.
But they don't know this.
Right.
Listen, I bet there is a graph that could be made that shows a correlation between how loud and crazy and wild people are in church and how oppressed yeah. they are in their lives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll bet they're perfectly aligned.
And how likely they are to be playing tie each other up in whips and chains with the secretaries.
Absolutely.
Which right. is also related to they, how right. repressed
yeah,
you
but
feel.
That means the saddest part, you know, I started watching this movie. I never got around to finishing it, but it was
Who
about,
Framed
you
Roger
know,
Rabbit?
Oh, no spoilers, no spoilers.
It was around these kids who were in that kind of school, and they, you know, they saw the Holy Spirit, and they started speaking in tongues, and like all this kind of stuff. They started crying, sobbing, you know, just because they felt the Holy Spirit. Everything was rushing up and down them, and I go, oh my God, they are just tied down the rest of their life, and they just need some form of expression.
Right.
But that's part of how I lost my religion, was that I was one of those kids. I didn't actually do the thing, but I tried. I mean, I stood up and yelled in church hoping something would take over. I did feel amazing things from people doing yeah. it around me. I felt this charge. I went to an Oingo Boingo concert. I was already having intellectual doubts, but I was like, oh, but that'll work itself out. I have the feeling, and the feeling was real. I went to an Oingo Boingo concert and felt it there.
Uh-huh.
And so Jesus loves Oingo Boingo.
No, because Danny Elfman is the devil. Like, and that's when I went, oh, maybe this has to do with music and community and being crowded and right. you know, all these yeah. other psychological triggers. And then I was able to kind of let go and go with the intellectual
yeah,
doubts
because
I was
like
having.
That and like sports. Sports, I could see so much more if it's on my TV because you're getting up close and you're zooming in and you're giving me stats and you're putting the line over here and blah, blah, blah. Why would I go and see it live? Because I want to be with everyone else.
Feel
and
it,
I want to
yeah.
throw my fist in the air and I want to get excited around other people and high-five random strangers and throw beer on everybody. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's cathartic. Know, it's absolutely cathartic.
The opposite for me. I felt like a weirdo in a room of even more weirdos. Right. And all I felt was guilt because they were saying that we were sinners and the hypocrisy of all the people around me. It totally turned me off. Like to stand there in a room with people throwing their hands up, jumping around, screaming and yelling. It turned me off like that.
Well, you were probably more in touch with your spiritual side than other children can be, and you understood where they were coming from, and it destroyed your situation.
Well, it just made me go, why are these people, you know, why are they doing this? It just seems absurd. The most absurd thing I've ever seen is, you know, someone speaking in tongues, especially when I was like 16 years old and my best friend at the time, we were about the same age, started speaking in tongues next to me, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Oh. You sound ridiculous. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And so next, I sat next to her and I started speaking the fake tongues. And there was like this little, there was this, no, it was just, I was making fun of her. And it was a
gibberish.
We had, well, we had our own gibberish that right. we used to always say to each other. So I started saying that thing that we used to say to each other. And she's like, did you say that? I'm like, no, because she was serious. And I didn't think she was serious.
You could have just gone to Spirit Move Me to say it.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
God
that's
told
all that's
me
going
to say
on,
it.
By the way. All that's going on. Studies have been done, by the way.
Well, what did you
tongues.
Do? What did you do? Do you go,
I
okay,
fucking
my turn.
Parroted the people that were around me.
But
that's
you,
all I did.
Were you faking it, or did you get whipped into a
Let's
fervor?
Let's be very clear about this. No, I wasn't faking it. What was I doing? Exactly what that environment is meant to make you do.
Right.
It's meant to make you believe that the sounds that are coming out of you are indeed being fed to you by a spirit that you believe in.
And you did believe it.
I believed yeah. that's what was happening. Now,
do you hear it first and then be like, okay, I'm going to let it out. I'm hearing
anybody it. Who tells you that they aren't just parroting what they're hearing, from the others is a liar. Anybody who tells you that is a fucking liar. Science has proven that's what we do in these situations.
I wish I could go back to that church.
I know, right? You can go. Science has looked at what kinds of sounds, what kinds of vocalizations are being created in particular congregations. Guess what? They're all the fucking same. They're similar. They have similarities. You go to another one that has never had any contact with one another. Same concept, different fucking vocalizations. Variations on them.
So they're not all German? I thought they were all German.
No.
You know what? That makes so much sense because in music, there are certain tones that will make people feel sad and make people feel excited, make people feel energetic. You know?
Sure. Yeah, a musician has to know that language, yeah.
Or he doesn't even have to know it, but he might just be drawn to it or, you know, just happen to like it. And certain people like certain genres because it makes them feel a certain way, whether it's, you know, excited, like I said, or, I don't know, nostalgic randomly, even though they just heard the song. It's some people do it on purpose. They're, you know, they know drawing the strings out will make people cry, and some people just do it because that's what they're feeling to them.
Well, we can learn what works, we can communicate to other people, and they can start utilizing it, like color in film, for example. When you put someone in light blue, it's going to evoke a sense of helplessness, but when you put them in red, there's a boldness to it. You don't have to be told that. That is intrinsic. It just happens.
And it could be used as manipulation.
Absolutely. And in film, we do use these things to manipulate the emotion states of viewers. You have filmmakers who learned color theory, and then you have filmmakers who didn't learn color theory, and they're doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crobama.
Because they feel that way.
Right.
Crobama.
Because they feel that way. Yeah.
Sorry. Right. Crobama on the Wall of Reason says, doesn't everyone speak with tongues? I think he's confused. He's confused.
Okay, Crobama, that was nice. I think... I'm sorry, I lost my way. We need to do a break.
Okay.
But I don't want to lose my place here.
You were just stuttering in tongues.
I was stuttering in tongues. I don't know that I finished talking to Keith about the deacon. I want to make sure that we get back to that. I have a couple more questions about that. I have a highly religious guy in my family. And frankly, when someone gets really religious, I can be friends with them. But man, there's not much to talk about, and it's really a separating effect.
It's
kind of
sad.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm curious. I'm curious if you had a relationship or if that suffered as a result of it. We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this mildly intolerable intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners: Herbie Reagan, Adinikov, Mark Nowitzki, Sean Cochran, Crobama. Hi, Crobama.
Hi,
Simon
Crobama.
Magus, JB Koss, and Thundercock.
Who the hell is Thundercock?
Some guy.
There's
Cameron
a guy
Winters.
On their wall named Thundercock?
We say hi to Cameron Winters and to Joe Swam as well.
Guys.
These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody. Thundercock.
I know, Thundercock. And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Henda, Keith Malley, and Keith Lowell Jensen. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you. By the way, you keep saying, you've been doing this for some time now, you say every bunny, it's everybody.
No.
Just, I've been noticing it. You don't notice it because you're in the throes of it.
No. It's every bunny. Every bunny knows. No bunny, some bunny loves.
You don't know their audience.
Right? That's exactly right. They fuck like that. I think we've just learned that Keith doesn't understand what branding is.
That's my department.
No wonder your podcast is doing so bad.
So, fucking millions. So my last question on this, Keith, is what do I say, you said? What do I say to him? And I didn't say it because we were all in the throes of talking in tongues. But
what do I say to my brother, Ken?
I would talk to your brother, Ken. I mean, I don't know. Did you have a relationship with him at all?
Yeah.
He thought he had five brothers earlier. He's got a great relationship.
She's got a good point. So you have trouble keeping in touch with everybody.
No, we are close and fine.
I'm sorry. You have trouble keeping in touch with everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry. I said you had... No, go ahead.
Everything was fine. Everything, I'd still say things are fine. I'm disgusted with religion.
Yeah.
And I have a brother that's getting the word out about it and bringing people into the fold, let's say, and that it's disgusting to me, but no, I don't think there's something I can do about it.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Well, I doubt there's much you can do about it in terms of, you know, stopping him from being a cog in the wheel of harm, because that's what you and I think is going on.
Right.
But I think if I had a family member, and I do.
And the other Keith does also.
And the other Keith has one, right?
Yeah.
I have a family member who I've sat with and I've talked to about what I think is harmful about the religion. And I certainly didn't change his mind. And he and his wife went off and they were missionaries while I presume they use that position as well, and did whatever harm they're going to do. But I still communicated it because I think it's important for us to talk to one another about this. If you're a listener and you have a family member who's highly religious or thinking about getting into the priesthood, I think that you should talk to them about that. Because at some point, they might actually read Leviticus with with a brain, or look at Job and realize what a fucking cunt this God thing is. And you might be the person who reminded them that they need to think critically as they read these words.
Well, one of the things that people who disagree can do, I think, is, well, I feel like there's two options. One is just fight, and the other is not show another person that I am the devil. Like, if maybe I don't have to preach my stuff to somebody else because I don't want them preaching their stuff to me. Maybe I could just be a good person and just recognize them for who they are.
Look at me still having morals. Yeah.
And not, you know, go out of my way, but just represent as a human. You know, we have to do that all the time, especially, you know, if we stand out to other people. So when Lauren and I are walking down the street, we are a same-sex couple, and people could say stuff like dyke at us. If we turn around and say, fuck you, you fucking bitch, and whatever, now we're dykes.
Right.
You know, because that's the way it is. Because, so, or, and we have done this, we said, you know, that's really hurtful, and I don't know why you would say that to me. Was there a reason? Now, of course, we can't walk around New York City doing that
every time.
Right. You know, sometimes you do have to yell back because you got to swash things down and, you know, make it not escalate into you following me to call me names.
Yo, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is. I'm fabulous.
Makes me stronger.
Or call them a name caller. I found that's the condensed version of it.
Oh, I do that too. When someone's really mad in traffic and they're yelling at you, I like to go like this.
Yeah.
just a little eye thing. Like,
I've blown kisses at people.
Oh, that's
like, my dad's favorite. My dad does that one in traffic. And
your dad blows kisses?
So bad. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
You can get killed for
someone
doing
will
that.
Flip him off or something. He'll.
We finally found the gay one in the line.
I jerk off with CarMax right there.
Boy, you pay attention.
Keep it in the glove box. Ready.
I don't know. I think I would say talk to them. Do you? Keith, you have a family member that's uber religious?
Yeah, well, most of my family, my oldest brother is a minister. He's a Christian anarchist. But we reached a point in our relationship because we did want to continue to be friends, and we're both very liberal politically. We both love music. We have a lot of things in common. So it was like, well, I'm never going to lie to you about what I think about your religion. So if you ever want to know, ask.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to know, then stay the fuck off my Facebook wall.
Right.
But don't get mad at me for what I say on there, because I'm just going to say the truth of how I feel. And for the most part, that was a turning point in our relationship, and we get along pretty well now. But there is that sense sometimes of, you know, we're both a lot older now than we were when we made that agreement. And every once in a while, you do want to go and go, listen, you do realize this is bullshit, right? Like, you can leave. Because I feel so strongly that it is.
Yeah.
So I'm marrying into Lauren's dad is a minister.
Whoa! What?
Is he going to perform the ceremony?
Yes.
That's my brother cool. performed yeah. his daughter's ceremony, same-sex marriage. Yeah. So, you know, he's a pretty cool Christian.
Yeah, liberal.
Well, that's always my complaint about religion. I mean, when people say, what's your problem? It's not that I'm angry at your God or the fictional God that you worship. I find that I have to change my fucking language because it's a goddamn sparring match with retards. But
I do try to still believe in God just a little bit, so I have something to hate.
Yeah. Yeah, where was I going with that?
I don't know.
Same sex.
Sparring matches.
My problem is not that you are quietly worshiping some non-entity thing. It's that you guys are trying to pass laws to fuck my friends out of marrying each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to force your belief into our goddamn science classroom, and
but
the list goes on.
Aren't they not a real Christian if they're marrying gay couples?
Right. Well, you know, I'm still getting to know Lauren's dad. I think he's fantastic. Both her parents are very welcoming to me. And it's like, if you're welcoming me and giving me only positive things, I don't care that you believe in God.
What's
up
when, when someone's a total asshole to you and trolling you as a Christian online, I'm always like, what the fuck is this supposed to do? Am I supposed to be seeing enlightenment from you? Calling,
yeah.
You know?
I always say, Jesus Christ would be proud of you.
Exactly. Because that's exactly how he behaved. I seem to remember that in the book.
Yes.
When he called that woman a whore and kicked her.
He didn't knock over the money table things and stuff. I mean, he was kind of a dick, right?
So he was sort of a socialist?
Yeah.
Wow.
If he existed at all.
Which he probably didn't.
Yeah, why do people, I think people like to, they like to give like a little bit. You know, like I'll give up, you know, I don't know, the Noah thing I won't believe. But I will say Jesus is real. Like they can't say.
You're okay with that.
Why is everybody, what movie did everybody see that I didn't see that they believe Jesus was a person? I believe in the person. From what book? Why? Yeah. Why is he even, because something has to be there or you're disrespectful.
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I usually don't argue that there isn't a Jesus, but I will throw it out once in a while that we don't know for sure that there was a Jesus. Because there are some historians who claim when you look at the data, the more logical explanation is that it's kind of an amalgam character. You know what I mean? It was written hundreds of years after the supposed events took place, and it's all word of mouth. That, you know, it's
well,
all...
and a lot of people think that it happened during a time that's shrouded in mystery and that we don't have historians from that time period. And we do are records and there are people that we know walked the earth at that time and we don't have those records for Jesus.
Can I ask you about I heard this theory or I saw it in a movie about where religion came from, and they claim that it's the sun. They actually meant that,
you know what she's talking about?
Yes.
Okay. they meant the sky.
A long time ago I thought about this. I was like, we're worshiping the sun, which is not much different than the fact that years and years and thousands of years ago we were worshiping the sun.
But also they weren't, I don't know if they were saying they were worshiping the sun, but they were following the sun so that they can live, you know? So, and so when they say the sun died and then resurrected, there is a time period in astrology.
Is this movie you're talking about?
Zeitgeist?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
So I can't tell if that movie is
I heard
good,
a lot
bad.
Of that was debunked, but I haven't seen the debunking.
There's a website that has the whole debunking on there. Yeah. I mean, phrase by phrase of the video.
Really?
That movie, with its lies and inaccuracies, did a really good job of convincing people, some people, many people, Heather included, to question their belief system.
True.
And I think that's, at least on that level, a decent thing.
Not really, because then once you debunk it, it's like, see?
But still, know? I mean, the whole thing wasn't wrong. Just a bunch of it.
Well, what happened at the end of the... Did you watch the whole movie?
No, because it's a lot of information. I wanted to sit with it for a second.
Yeah.
The weed
made her fall asleep.
Right.
I wanted to talk to people about it. I don't want to just be, well, this is what I heard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
and now I'm really passionate about this, and I know the answer to everything. I just wanted to sit with this information and then see if it's
well,
real.
Well, it turns bad, really bad, in terms of this whole spiritual bullshit. The whole, it turns really awful, and it's built on a house of cards, and they're lovely cards. I mean, the whole, they really are. The debunking of the Christian faith is really pleasant and really nice, and I enjoyed the fuck out of that, you know? But it's like someone coming along telling you this wonderful story about how the Indians were so happy at one point, and then all of a sudden we came in and we ruined their lives. And then when you watch the end of the movie for the solution, how do we... now all we have to do is rape the Indians to death. I mean, that's really... it kind of goes off the rails that badly. It's just fucking bad information. And then it ends up... But I recommend you watch it, because I think everybody who has a microphone, and you two do, should absolutely talk about this movie.
So they didn't mean the sun? Are they getting that from somewhere, or is it completely false?
It's not completely false. It's there's a lot of inaccuracies and a lot of leaps of logic being made in their claims, in what they're doing. There's a lot of accuracies. There's some accuracies, but
I love that sun theory that
the sun rose,
and
then he died, and then rose again.
And there is a lot of astrology in Christianity.
Absolutely.
But I never knew where it came in, if maybe it came, because certain Christmas didn't even exist when, because they talk about Christmas, but Christmas didn't exist at that time of year during Christ's lifetime or the period when that lifetime would have taken place.
That was a pagan
later when they borrowed it from people that had more direct astrological roots.
Right.
So for them to say that as that religion originated, it had that in mind is inaccurate, because that got added in after that religion originated.
When did Hufflepuff come in?
Someone want to fill Keith now. In on Hufflepuff? Yeah. All right, Keith. Thank you for telling me about your deacon brother. My advice to you is to talk to him respectfully. That's my advice to you. Not just ignore it. I really think you should try and plant some seeds. I disagree with you.
Me?
Yes. I think
what
that
does
we.
She do?
No. Hemda, here's why I disagree. It's really simple.
I can't remember every birthday.
I think we can do both. I think that we can talk to people and we can live by example. And that's what I would recommend that all atheists try to do. Really do.
I don't sit back. Oh, no, you know, sometimes I do because you're so far gone. What am I going to tell you?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, listen, you got to pick your battles and arguments. No question about that. I won't disagree with that.
Then we agree.
But I'm.
How do you stay calm and not lose your shit? How come loving Zeus was so crazy? My day. Goodbye.
All right, we're going to figure out how to keep Keith comfortable and calm while he tells his brother he's a fucking retard. That's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Hemda, Keith Malley, and Keith Lowell Jensen. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hey.
Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Michael Orenstein.
Yeah, he's going to come do the show. And we'll be talking about...
Michael Orenstein.
Yeah, he likes to talk about himself. This has been the free version of episode 131, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. All right, before we go, I want to say, where can they find you?
KeithandTheGirl.com. We're also on iTunes under Keith and the Girl. And if you Google or use any social media, Keith and the Girl.
It's so easy. Keith and the Girl. No ampersand, right?
Nope.
You're not Penn and Teller. Keith Lowell Jensen.
One very good reason for having three names. Just Google it, I come up.
That's right.
I got some albums on Amazon and Spotify and all the other free places.
Spotify's free to get your... You have three albums there, don't you?
Yeah, I have three albums on there. But I prefer when people give me money for them.
Yeah, let's...
In a more direct route.
Go to Amazon and give some money to Keith Lowell Jensen,
iTunes.
Lest he kill you. This... where was I on this?
I'm your host, Emery. And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Breaking Dad Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Breaking Fag Winters.
Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking.